play today.
Here's a man who's filled with years of good will. Bill Stewart.
Thanks again to Artie Wayne, the Starlighters, the late Tony Iovello and company for our theme. Yours truly, Bill Stewart, here with a quarter century of swings. We are every day at this time, wherever you may be, all 200 million of you around the globe. It's wonderful to be back with you, and it's great to have Freddie Martin dropping back in again on the show here, a gentleman who certainly has been a part of practically the entire quarter century of swing. You're just 2 years. We kind of go 1930 to 55 for the most part, but you started in 32.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
Boy. Freddie, was anybody in the family musical outside of yourself?
No, I lost my parents at a very, very early age, and I never did know too much about them, though some remote cousins have told me that they were all a bunch of mandolin players in the family going way back, amateur,
uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
But no, I'm...
Well, how did you get interested, actually, in music?
I guess it was when I spoke of playing in a boys' band. I was raised in an orphanage in Springfield, Ohio, after I lost my parents, and they had a boys' band in it, about a 25-piece band. We played marches, that's all.
Sure.
Know? And it was my burning desire to be in the orchestra from the time, I guess, I was 6 or 7 years old. And you had to wait your turn until somebody either graduated or grew too old for the home. I think everybody finally left there around 16 or 17 years of age. So you just had to wait, and I think I made it when I was about 11. On the only spot that was open at the time was the drums, so I became a drummer and tried desperately to switch to clarinet or saxophone, but the opportunity never came. So when I did leave the home, I went to live with an aunt in Cleveland, and the first thing I did on my first job was to go out and buy a saxophone.
And then you started from there?
Yes, mm-hmm.
I'll be doggone. That's a very interesting story. I'm going to continue this discussion, but I want to play one of my favorite Martin records to kick things off here. This is an old one, but it's still a delightful bunch of bounce called the Penny Whistle Blues. Penny Whistle Blues, Freddie Martin, our special guest in the quarter century of swing, in the wind-up of a three-day session, kind of discussing things about the music business in general, and, of course, Freddie Martin in particular, and all the wonderful things that have happened over a long period of time, musically and otherwise. Freddie, I think it's a fantastic thing. You know, in all the years we've known each other, and it gets to be about 20.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember having, in our discussions on the air or anywhere else, ever heard you mention that you were brought up in an orphanage, and I think that's just a fantastic thing to have gone on. Was it a big challenge because of this?
Well, I guess so. When you're brought up in a home with 350 orphan kids, your slant on life isn't too good, you know.
Yeah.
You feel that you're not with the people. In going to public schools while I was there, they let you know that you lived at the home, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you felt like a second-class citizen, more or less, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was a great challenge, I guess.
Has it made a difference to you in later years? As to, like, when you've got your, and have had for so many years here, your own home and so on, has it would that be a very big thing to you?
Well, I often think back, and I think I've been very lucky, and I've worked hard for everything I've had. I've had nobody help me in my career, certainly mm-hmm. not, and... Because I bought the first instrument I ever had with my money that I made mm-hmm. going to working in a grocery store after school, and
I think it's a great story. I really do. I'm very, very interested in things like this, because it's so often these little known things. Everybody says, "Oh, Freddie Martin, he probably had a relative, you know, who set him up in the band business and this kind of." And so many people think that, and I think it's a wonderful thing to just be able to let everybody know that actually this is kind of a Horatio Alger type story, if you really want to get to it, because you're a household word all over the world.
Well, thank you.
Uh huh. And here's a couple of reasons why.
Collect his taxes,
for they don't know where he lives.
Grandpa Dick was always sick. We never saw a doctor. He just died at 93, doing what comes naturally. Doing what comes naturally.
Glenn Hughes, the Martin Men, and a wonderful Freddie Martin bit on Doing What Comes Naturally, and then, of course, the April in Portugal, which did very well for you, didn't it?
Yes, it was a very successful recording for us, and I was the first to do it, and I didn't have the bestseller on it.
Mm-hmm.
Baxter.
Yeah, I think Les got around, but it's one of those kind of things you just don't really know, because you're now, for instance, your April in Portugal, I know, has been reissued by Victor,
mm-hmm.
and you know, some of the composite things that they put out and so on, and you've had the opportunity, of course, of being associated with it.
Well, I can truly say that I heard the song on a foreign record, and I went to the publisher and asked them to do it, and they said well, we'll let you do it if you do the lyric with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They had written an English version, and mm-hmm. with English words, and I said, "No, to me, this is an instrumental song, and all its charm is gone if you use the words."
Mm-hmm.
And so they tried it with the words, and nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it proved the point that I was right. Some songs are just meant to be instrumental.
That's true; they are. Tell me a little bit about when you started off on this project at Capitol, and a salute to the smooth bands. Do you have a lot of reminiscences about the various people
Oh, yes. And I've had some wonderful reaction from some of the boys. Lombardo happened to be in my home, and I had just got the dub.
Uh-huh.
And he was so anxious to hear it, and all the brothers were there, and they were having dinner at my house. And they listened to this, and particularly Carmen flipped, because although we didn't try to imitate his sound as a vocalist,
mm-hmm.
we wanted to compliment every band. We didn't want to make this a satire.
No, actually, the arrangements were authentic, so you wouldn't...
Sometimes the boys are inclined, to go overboard and want to exaggerate. And I said, no, uh-huh. this is not our method. And if we can't, we want to sound as much like them, but just don't make anybody sound bad. But Carmen couldn't understand how we get the exact phrasing that the Lombardo trio had, which was very unusual. If you remember some of the Lombardo,
sure
their type of phrasing was
uh-huh.
very, very different. And we did have a struggle with it, but... And then, I got a letter from Johnny Long a couple weeks ago. He said he was driving on a one-nighter down through Texas, and the radio announcer came on and said, Freddie Martin, and I went into this exact arrangement. He says, I almost went into the ditch. he said, he was so thrilled. He said, because it was such a great interpretation. And
yeah, that's unshanty,
to hear it in high fidelity and in stereo, this old arrangement that I had done years ago. And he said, I'm highly flattered that you included me in among the bands. And
there was a fellow by the name of Wayne King who was in town a few weeks ago. And when I said, how are you doing? He says, fine, have you heard Freddie Martin's record of Josephine? So we'll play it in this little medley here. We're going to go back to a Victor album and play one track from it, a thing called Shall We Dance, and a particularly fine Freddie Martin styling on Most Beautiful Girl in the World. Then from Salute to the Smooth Bands, Josephine, and then from Freddie Martin Plays the Hits, One for Dear Boy.
Thank you. drum to whom she used to sing this song. Hey, Daddy, I want a diamond ring, bracelets, everything. Daddy, you want to get the best for me? Yeah, yeah. Hey, Daddy, gee, what I look swell in sable, clothes with Paris labels. Daddy, you want to get the best for me?
About that, huh? For dear boy, Sam B.K., Daddy, from Freddie Martin Plays the Hits, Josephine from Salute to the Smooth Bands, Wayne King enjoys hearing Freddie Martin play that one, too, and beautifully done, and a part of The Most Beautiful Girl in the World, so that we can get all of that medley in. Yours truly, Bill Stewart, right here, as always, on A Quarter Century of Swing, a program which is dedicated to the premise that all records are not created equal, and we have a you know, a fabulous guy and a great musician and just a wonderful figure of show business is our guest this week, and we'll continue momentarily.